you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
I'm Austin Cross. Join me for LAist's new live event series with the James Beard Foundation. We Are Where We Eat will go behind the scenes of LA restaurants. The kickoff event is May 22nd. Tickets at LAist.com/events.
It's Thursday, December 8th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. Well, you knew this was coming. Los Angeles County has now entered the federal government's high COVID-19 community activity category. You got to be above 200 new infections per 100,000 people. LA County is at 258, and that moves the county closer to a return of indoor face mask requirements. There are about 1,300 COVID-19 positive patients in LA County hospitals. That number is rising, and that's what health officials are really worried about. The peak during the last holiday season came in late January with more than 4,500 hospital patients sick with COVID-19. This weekend, we're expecting another storm to roll over Southern California, the LA Basin, and Orange County. We could see an inch or two of rain in the local, more in the local mountains and in the foothills, maybe 5 inches of rain. It feels downright decadent given how long we've been gripped by drought. And speaking of which, will this drought and what we've already seen in November get us any closer to an end of the drought? The KPCC science reporter is Jacob Margolis. He's got the answer.
Let's just start with the fact that every bit of rain and snow helps. And LA has seen an above average amount of rain. And the snowpack in our mountains we use for water is also looking good. But look at precipitation totals across the entire state and...
We have to have 5 to 7 significant storms in a winter to get up to just average.
Jeffrey Mount is with the Public Policy Institute of California, and he says the drought has been so intense that we still need lots more water.
Even if we were to have a wet year this year, we're not out of the drought.
And the reality is, with climate change, we should prepare for dry times ahead, regardless. Covering science, I'm Jacob Margolis.
One more note, this weekend's storm will bring snow to Big Bear, a little less in Lake Arrowhead, Crestline, and Wrightwood, definitely to Mount Wilson, where you can find the main KPCC transmitter. We told you yesterday about the annual hate crime study released by the LA County Commission on Human Relations. It showed a 23% increase in hate crime reports from 2020 to 2021. They are now at their highest level in 19 years. KPCC Civics and Democracy correspondent Frank Stoltz dug through the numbers and he found this. Nearly 1 out of 8 hate crimes reported last year included evidence of a white supremacist ideology. That's actually down a little bit from the year before, but does that mean anything? Frank looked into it.
One local expert warns against reading too much into the drop. Brian Levin directs the Center for the Study of Hate and Extremism at Cal State San Bernardino.
That was a difficult category to count anyway.
Because someone would have to express clear white supremacist ideology while committing a hate crime. Levin also says some racist extremists are expressing hatred in ways not defined as a crime.
Some of them would rather set up a website or do a rally, or a banner display in a public-facing way.
Like the banner hung from a freeway overpass supporting Kanye West's anti-Semitic statements. Levin says white supremacist communities form online now more than anywhere else. Covering civics and democracy, I'm Frank Stoltz.
Wanted by the California Department of Fish and Wildlife and the National Park Service, P-22, the famed Griffith Park mountain lion. They want to catch him so they can give him a health check, but they also want to catch P-22 because he's been straying into neighborhoods south of Griffith Park. He apparently caught and killed a dog last month, attacked another dog in the Silver Lake area. Well, that's what mountain lions do, but that's also a problem for a mountain lion in an urban world. Today marked one of the most somber tasks there is in local government, the annual burial of unclaimed remains held at the LA County Morgue, 1,624 people who died in 2019. The county holds remains for 3 years, then arranges for cremation and burial at the county crematory and cemetery in Boyle Heights. Many of those who were buried today had been unhoused. Some were immigrants. A few were children. LA County Supervisor Holly Mitchell.
They may have died alone, but we stand here as a county community, as a family, if you will, to acknowledge that their lives mattered.
The annual burial of LA County's unclaimed is a tradition that dates back to 1896. Today's multi-faith service was the first in person since before the pandemic. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.